You're listening to SBS News.
In the middle of a crisis, there are dreams of the conclusion. Amidst all the talk of herd immunity and flattening the curve, it's generally agreed that the coronavirus ordeal will only truly be over once a vaccine is available. That vaccine might this week come one step closer to reality. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock has announced human trials of a potential vaccine will commence this week. Andrew Pollard is a professor at Britain's Oxford Vaccine Centre. He says there are two main things they watch for in these human trials.
First of all, about safety. Now, what sort of reactions are likely to happen to the vaccine? We know with these types of vaccines, some people will get a fever and a sore arm. And we're also very interested to see whether or not it can prevent cases of coronavirus disease. And so that's why we need to get on and start the testing in humans.
Many once widespread diseases like polio, measles, mumps and rubella have now been virtually eliminated by vaccines in much of the world. It's hoped that, in time, COVID-19 will join that list. The only human disease that has been completely eradicated is smallpox, which was wiped out in the late 1970s. But until medical science reaches one of those two points, life must be lived around the virus. The latest country that believes it can be more expansive in that regard is Austria. Small shops have been allowed to reopen in the country. Now, all shops will be allowed to reopen at the start of next month, and restaurants and religious services will be allowed to start again in mid-May. All staff in restaurants will be required to wear masks, and the restaurants will have to close at 11 p.m. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz says Austria's efforts at controlling the virus have been successful enough to allow these moves, but with a heightened sense of caution.
This weekend, for the first time, we had the situation that the number of new infections has sunk below 100. That makes us one of the countries in Europe, but also worldwide, with the best development in general. That also means that we can continue with our plan to reopen the country, step by step, carefully and always while closely monitoring the figures. We will do this, as announced, in a two-week rhythm. So we will always have the opportunity to pull the emergency brake if that is necessary.
Mr. Kurz also cautions Austrians against expecting unlimited freedom to move around Europe again. He says if he gets a chance to take a holiday this European summer, it will be within Austria. His counterpart in the United States has moved a little further in that area. US President Donald Trump is drafting an executive order that would stop immigration to his country for 60 days. It would come with some caveats. It would only apply to immigration, not tourism, and it won't apply to those coming to work to help the US fight the coronavirus or maintain its food security. Mr. Trump says the move is necessary to give people from the US employment opportunities as the country's economy reopens.
So the noble fight against the invisible enemy has inflicted a steep toll on the American workforce. As we all know, millions of Americans sacrificed their jobs in order to battle the virus and save the lives of our fellow citizens. We have a solemn duty to ensure these unemployed Americans regain their jobs and their livelihoods. As we move forward, we'll examine what additional immigration-related measures should be put in place to protect U.S. workers. We want to protect our U.S. workers, and I think as we move forward, we will become more and more protective of them.
Whether Mr. Trump has the power to unilaterally make this move is unknown. The US Supreme Court will be called upon to rule on that if anyone challenges the executive order. Also making economic moves to defend their nation against the impact of the virus is South Africa. President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced the government will spend more than $40 billion.
We are now embarking on the second phase of our economic response to stabilize the economy, address the extreme decline in supply and demand, and to protect jobs. As part of this phase, we are announcing this evening a massive social and economic support package of 500 billion rand, which amounts to about 10% of our GDP.
and it appears one of many social impacts that will be felt worldwide as a result of the virus is in air travel. The International Air Transport Association says many airlines will follow Virgin Australia into administration without swift support from governments. The association's Director General, Alexander Dejuniak, says depleted consumer confidence will slow the recovery of airlines, even when more flights are allowed in the air again. He also says measures like social distancing will mean an increase in prices, which may end the era of comparatively cheap air travel.
If you neutralize, you know, one third of your seats, it means that you will have to increase your fares by 50% at least. So in terms of what travel represents in our societies, it means that cheap travel is over, which is, you know, in terms of access to access to travel, access to the world, will be limited to those who have the financial means.
More than 177,000 people have died from the coronavirus so far. More than 680,000 people have had the illness and recovered. And you can keep up with the latest on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.